Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Chaf, the 20th daf here in Maseches Chala. We are on Yud Tes Amud Beis, discussing one of the last comments that the Mishnah had. The Mishnah discussed about an Isa, a dough that was made with Mei Peros, made without water. That was we're still discussing the first Mishnah here in the second Perek. In Perek Peros Chutz Laaretz, the Mishnah discussed one as grain that was brought from one place to the other, Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. That was issue number one. Number two, what about dirt from Chutz Laaretz that was brought on a boat? That was yesterday's discussion about Rabbi Yehuda. Do we compare the two Rabbi Yehudas, Rabbi Yehuda Maseches Challah, Rabbi Yehuda Maseches Beitza? Is it about contiguity, or is it about nourishment? That was the Gemara's question and discussion yesterday, and the Machlokas. And then we have number three out of four halachas in the Mishnah. Number three is all about Bei Peris, and number four is about an Isha making a bracha, Aruma. So first we have number three. Isha Shinosha Bei Peris, Vechulu. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, the Mishnah says there is a chiyuv of challah. If a challah is made with Mei Peros, there is a chiyuv of challah, meaning even though the five grains have a limit, challah has a limit to the five grains in terms of the liquid that's used, even Mei Peros is allowed. V'necheles p'idai misovos. But it can be eaten with tameh hands, meaning unwashed hands, because this dough is not makabel tumah. If this grain never became wet with one of the seven liquids, it was made with mei peros, so then it is not makabel tumah. You don't have to wash your hands when you eat this challah, but there is a chiyuv of challah. So again, just to foreshadow what the Gemara is about to talk about, the fact that it's chayv and challah means that there is a tziruf. This is called a dough. Even though it's made with mei peros, and those aren't the most significant liquids, it's still called one dough, and therefore there is a chiyuv of challah, even though it cannot become tameh. That's what the Mishnah tells us. That's what the Mishnah tells us in beginning of the parak. Just to read the Mara Fulda on the Mishnah, she'ein ochel mukshar lekabel tumah ad she'yavo olav mayim. Right, one of the seven liquids listed in the Mishnah in Machshirin. And therefore, if it's not the makabel tumah, you don't have to wash your hands because you're not going to make it tameh. So the Gemara here has three opinions about the authorship of our Mishnah. Is it one? Is it the other? Or is it one? Is it neither? Or is it both? Those are the three dais. Number one, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Amar. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Barbutahi. Our Mishnah is reflective of the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, the man of Barbuta. Did Tanina Taman, because we learned in a Mishnah in Tevul Yom. Mishnah Tevul Yom. If you have a Tevul Yom, someone who is a Sheni Latuma, right? Tevul Yom is like your hands, right? As we said, in terms of the level of Tuma, hands are Midurabanam. So what happens if you have a Tevul Yom who touches a dough? The dough was made with Mei Peros. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuta Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Pasal Eskula. What dough are we talking about? So the Mara Fulda adds in. This is a dough that was Hukshar Lekabel Tumah first, meaning the wheat. You have wheat that you're going to use to make a dough. The wheat got wet with water. So the wheat now is Mukshar Lekabel Tumah. And then you kneaded it with Mei Peros. Right, see, Isa Zhokshur Bamashka, this is the Mishnah Tfil Yom there in the third parak. Gonchalo says, Achita Bamayim, I sprinkled water on the wheat, Vahokshur Lakabal Tumah, so now the wheat is Makabal Tumah, and then I made a dough into Mei Peros, and the Mei Peros are not Makshir, but it was already Hokshur, it doesn't need the Mei Peros to be Makshir. So the question though is now, if the Tfil Yom touches one part of the dough, is the whole dough Tameh or not? That's the Machlokas. That's the Machlokas here. In the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuta Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Pasal Eskula. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, even though Mei Peros cannot be Machshir, Mei Peros can be Mitzarif. And therefore it's considered all one dough. And if the Tvil Yom touches one part of the dough, the whole dough is going to be Tameh. So that's like our Mishnah. Because what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that Mei Peros have the power to combine and to unite for the Chiyuv of Challah. So just like our Mishnah says it about the Chiyuv of Challah, so too there the Mishnah says it about the tummy power of a Tevul Yom. So we think our Mishnah is like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish Bartuta in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishbo, because Rabbi Akiva says the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Pasal Asma Al Makam Ago. Rabbi Akiva says, no. If you have a tful yom that touches one spot of the dough, only that spot is tameh. Because mei peros, just like they're not machshir, so too they're not mitzarif. Right? You view this all as separate pieces of grain. Even though it looks like a dough, and it looks, and it's, you know, you can't compare, see the difference between a dough made with water and a dough made with apple juice. Doesn't matter. It's Rabbi Akiva says the Mara Fulda. Davar shein machshir eino mechaber lios nechshav ha'isa achas. And therefore, according to the first opinion in the Gemara, our Mishnah is reflective of only one opinion of the Mishnah in Tful Yom. The Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda Ishpartuta in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Number one, interesting, why, according to this, tziruf is not just a physical reality. You might think, if it's all physically connected, and that's good enough. No, according to this, you see, tziruf is also a halachic reality, and it needs the power of being one of the seven liquids in order to create the tziruf. Right? Well, those seven liquids have a halachic power, they have uniting power, they have machshel kabbal tuma power. There's something about those seven liquids. Good, in terms of making it a unit for the chiyuv of chala also. Nothing to do with hechshel kabbal tuma. That's the havamin of the Gemara, as we'll see a difference. Number one. Number two, Rav Shimon Lakish, Omer Reish Lakish says, no, I can understand the machlokes in a way that our Mishnah is reflective of neither shita. Neither shita. And then I guess you'd have to say there are three shitas in the Tanaim. Rabbi Shimon and Lakish Amar, Ma Pligin, the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda in that Mishnah, Bisha Huchshra V'Acharkach Nilosha. As we explained it, that machlokas is where they were Huchshra L'Kabal Toma, and then it was needed with Mei Peros. So do we say the Mei Peros combined? She Mei Peros Mechuvrin L'Hachshir. Because Mei Peros connect, Mechuvar in here means Mechabrin, are connect after the dough was already Hochshel Kabbal Tuma. If you have wheat that was Hochshel Kabbal Tuma, then the non-seven liquids can combine. Aval imni losha v'yacharka chukshara. But if you have Mei Peros that are trying to combine dough or wheat that was never Hochshel Kabbal Tuma, like in our Mishnah, because what does our Mishnah say? Nechal b'yidai misavos, right? Which means it was never hokshar, ein meipiris mechuvar lahakshir. Everybody would agree then, even the Tanakhama there, that Mishnah Tfil Yom would agree that the non-seven liquids, meipiros, are not able to combine if the grain has not been mukshal l'kabal toma. So according to that, our Mishnah is neither shita. Because what did Reish Lakish just say? That everybody in that Mishnah Tfil Yom would agree that if it was never hokshar, then the meipiros is not machaber. And our Mishnah is about a case where it was never Hukshar. And therefore, may praise would have been Mechaber, and therefore, according to our Mishnah, according to those deos, in our Mishnah, there wouldn't be a Chiv of Chala. So the fact that our Mishnah says it's a Chiv of Chala, it must be against Reish Lakish's understanding of that Mishnah. What the svar for this is difficult. Why should it make a difference whether may Peros unite, whether the grain was already Hukshar L'Kabal Toma or not? Why should that make a difference? Because it's susceptible to Toma, it's more susceptible to unification by Mei Peros, that's a little difficult. The Chazon Ish has one line where the Chazon Ish says, it's considered more Chashiv Ochel, right, after it becomes Hukshel HaKabal Toma. That relates, remember we discussed often, maybe not recently, we discussed why does one need Hechsher? Is there a Svara? Zeres HaKasa, the Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, that you need Hechsher HaKabal Toma. So we've often like to quote this, quoted as a Machlokes between Rashi and the Chinuch versus the Ramban on the Pasuk. The Ramban on the Pasuk seems to say that Hechshel L'Kabal Toma, why can't something become Tameh? Because before it becomes wet. Because those liquids open the spiritual pores of the item, right? The Tumah can't get into the cucumber until it becomes wet with some of the seven liquids, and now those spiritual pores are open and it can become Tameh. And even though Hechshel L'Kabal Toma happens even if it becomes wet and then it dries, and then it gets dry, so who says the spiritual pores are still open? Lo nitnu l'shi'urin. The Ramban has a low plug type of idea on a da'araisa level. It's an amazing Ramban, right? You need it to become wet in order to let the tumah go in, and even though we paskin that even after it dries, still, we're not mechalik. That's the Ramban. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes Chazal, and the Sefer HaChinuch says this, maybe there's no shame ochel until it's hukshal kabbal tumah. It's not called food yet. The Chinuch says, because usually you wash off fruit and vegetables before you eat them. And therefore, maybe it doesn't have the status of an apple until you wash it. It doesn't have the status of a cucumber, whatever. So maybe that it's not. It doesn't have a shame ochel. It doesn't have a shame ochel. There's a line in Maseches Chulin that gives off that impression also. So according to that, so then maybe that's what the Chazarish is pointing out. Why can't it combine? Because maybe to have a tzira for a chiv of challah for tumah, it has to be food. It has to be food, right? What becomes tameh? Right, Adam v'kelim ochel mamashkim. That's it. If it's not one of those four, then it's not. It can't become tamei. An animal that's alive cannot become tamei. Right, Adam kelim ochel mamashkim are the only four items in the universe that can become tamei. So maybe before it's ochel, that's why it's not combinable. And before it's ochel lekabel tumah, it's not combinable. That's what they have one line there from the Chazon Ish in Tful Yom Hei Yud Zayin. What's amazing about the Chazon Ish is if you look at his Sefer, his Sefer on Taurus is just as fat as his Sefer on Aruch Chaim. Right? There's not less attention given to Yaredeya and Evin Ezer and Kudshim and Taurus. They're all just as fat. Just as bad. He went through, you know, every aspect of Torah and wrote about it. Okay, so that is number two. According to Reish Lakish, our Mishnah is against that Mishnah in Tful Yom, and there are three opinions in the Tanan. Number three, Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Devrei Akolhi. Really, our Mishnah can be like either opinion. Right, first shot of our Mishnah, of our Gemara was, our Mishnah is only like one opinion. Second shot is like neither opinion. Now, third shot is like both opinions. Why? Be mechale between the two Mishnayos. Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Devrei Akolhi. Af agav de Rabbi Akiva amar taman ein peros mechavrin l'tumah. Even though Rabbi Akiva says over there in the Mishnah in Tful Yom that meperos is not strong enough to combine in order to create tumah, meaning if the Tful Yom touches the dough in one spot, the other spot is not going to become tameh. It's not unified for that. Modehu hachash meperos mechavrin l'chala. Maybe challah would be easier in order to combine, and Rabbi Akiva would agree that it is combined for challah. It's combined for challah. Marafolda, avagav de palag Rabbi Akiva betuma shein me peiros mechabrin avol challah mod Rabbi Akiva de mechabrin. Right there for 3 days in our Gemara about how to fit that Mishnah to our Mishnah. Fine. Rabbi Bar Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi made a comment, and we're not exactly sure what it was referring to. But the comment was, Ein lecha mechuvar, again in Ardaf, mechuvar means mechubar, Ela shivas hamashkin bavad. Shua ben Levi made a comment that the only unifiers are the seven mashkin, meaning mei peros are not mechaber. And remember the mei peros, the seven liquids from the Mishnah Machshirin in the last parak, in the sixth parak of Machshirin, is Yad Shach Adam. Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dam and Mayim, right? Yad Shach Adam. Those seven, that abbreviation, the Rashi Tevas, the seven liquids. I think I mentioned a while ago that those seven, the way that you might remember them, besides Yad Shach Adam, is that they're each connected to a different holiday. Not that there's just a way to a mnemonic. Not that there's a mahus, right? Yad Shach Yayin is Purim. Dalad Dvash is Rosh Hashanah. Shachat Shemen is Chanukah, Ches is Shavuos, Tes Tal is Yom Kippur, you got to work that one out. Mayim is Sukkis, and Dam is Pesach, right? So those are the seven, all connected to, each one is pretty straightforward. The Tal and the Yom Kippur is the other one that you got to work out a little bit. Okay, but it can't be worked out. So Shua ben Levi says, he made a comment that the only liquid that combines is the seven mashkin. So what was he referring to? Rabbi Yossi Boy, right? We just said in this third opinion of the Gemara that there's a chilek between Tumah and Challah. So what was Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one of the most amazing Amoraim, right? Many stories. Remember Ksubas Ayin Zayin in the Bavli? He stole the knife of the Malach HaMaves, among other. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he wanted to meet Mashiach, Gemara Mezecha Sanhedrin, and Eliyahu HaNavi tells him where to go to meet Mashiach, and he says hello to him. Rabbi Yossi Boy, Ma is Amris Lechala Letuma. What Rabbi Yossi wonders, what was Rabbi Shua ben Levi talking about when he made this comment that you need the seven liquids in order to unify? Was he referring to Chala? Was he referring to Tumah? Which one? In Tamar Lachala, if he was saying it about Chala Kol Shekin LaTumah, then it would be a Kol Shekin for Tumah, right? We just had that direction with Rabbi Akiva. Right? What did we just suggest for Rabbi Akiva? That the May Peros is combinable for Chala, combined for Chala, but they're not combined for Tumah. So what is Rabbi Yossi saying here? Which direction? If you say that his limit is said for Chala, that the Chiyuv of Chala is only by the seven liquids, so Kol Shekein LaTumah. Surely Tumah would be limited to the seven liquids. That's his direction. In Tamar LaTumah, but if you say the limit is for Tumah, right, Tumah is limited to the seven liquids, and if you don't have the seven liquids, so then it's not combined. Halachalalo, but maybe Chala would have less standard, and even if you say Tumah is limited, maybe Chala wouldn't be limited. And Chala would be even when they pay rose, which is like what Rabbi Akiva just said in our suggestion of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yonah, Pshitale, Rabbi Yonah said he thinks the limit is Lachala Kol Shekein LaTumah. Right? He thinks it's the first suggestion of Rabbi Yossi. That for sure, if the seven liquids are limited to Chala, right, which is against our Mishnah, Kol Shekein LaTumah. Rabbi Yonah Kidaite, and Rabbi Yonah follows his following opinion that Chala would be limited to the seven liquids. Kedaite, Rabbi Yonah, Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yonah had the following brisa: Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Tani. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said it, the brisa of Rabbi Yochai, or Rabbi Yonah, or and the following brisa: Rabbi Shua ben Yochai, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Neman kan Chala benemer lahalan, Chalas lechem shemen. It says by the chiv of Chala. Chala uses the word Chala, as we know in Bamidbar in Parshas Shlach. Reishas Ariso Chesosechem Chala Tarimu Truma. V'nera Lahalon, and it says in Tetzave by the Miluim Chalas Lechem Shemen. So it has oil mentioned by the Chala there in Shmos in Parachavtes. Ma Chala Shenemar Lahalon, or maybe later on, not in Tetzave. Mal Chala Shenemar Lahalon Asuya B'Shemen, just like Chala over there in Shmos Chavtes is with oil, which is one of the seven liquids. Av Chala Shenemar Kan Asuya B'Shemen. So too the Chala by Chala is only B'Shemen. V'Shemen Echem B'Shevas Hamashkenu, and Shemen is one of the seven liquids. So we assume that Rabbi Yonah holds that the tzir for Chala is only with one of the seven liquids, which would be Kol Shekein LaTumah in giving pshat to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So after the dust settles, what exactly is the maskana? Is there a chiv of Chala if I make Chala with apple juice? What is the did? So there are many. This is just one of the sources that are mentioned, but the Rishonim discussed it. If you look in the Rush in his Piskei Chala, the Rush says, I'm not sure, Lamaisa, what one should do. Says the Rush, Nire, Af agav de sasam lan Rebbe Hacha, de isa shino loshem meperes chayevas bechala, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechas Chala, says clearly that meperes is chayev bechala. Right, what does our Mishnah say? If you make a dough with meperes, you're allowed to touch it with tummy hands, but there's chayev bechala. So our Mishnah says that meperes is bechayev bechala, Kivan da Amorai Savri de Meperes Emechabin Lachala. But since we just had some Amoraim in the Gemara that say not true, right, that only the seven liquids, Umukmin and Hachstama Kurabalazar Bar Yehuda Ishbartuta, and according to the first opinion of our Gemara that we started off with today, the Gemara said that our Mishnah is a Das Yachid. Our Mishnah is only Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yehuda. Upalagale Rabbi Akiva, and according to that Deya, the first day of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva argues on our Mishnah. V'kaimalena, we hold an Erevin Memvav, Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavero. Rabbi Akiva argues with one other person, we posit like Rabbi Akiva, Imkain, Ein Halacha Kistam Mishnah Zu. Says the Rush, it must be we don't posit like this Mishnah. We don't posit like this Mishnah because according to the first opinion, I would say the first two opinions. The first two opinions of the Gemara says that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. The third opinion said it's like Rabbi Akiva. The first two said not. Afagav Rabbi Yochanan Savi Rabbi Akiva moded the meperes mechaber lechala. Even though Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Akiva was mechaber, right? Even though Rabbi Yochanan, in the third opinion of our Gemara says maybe Rabbi Akiva agrees. Hapligale Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rabbi Yonah Ubraisa Rabbi Shimon Mechaim Esayatan. You have all these opinions that we just read. Right. Our Gemara, right in the Yerushalmi, is what the Rush read to try to determine whether there's a chiv of Chala by my peros. The Gamra Benu Tam, the Halacha of Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Gamra Rabbi Yochanan, the Viraimi Megillah, the Chulu, Lachain, Yesh Li Zoher, says the Rush, because there's this whole confusion And I really think that it should be limited, meaning mei peiros does not create a chiv of challah. But I do recognize that you have this stam mishnah. So mikom akom yesh li zar shlo lachush lo lachus lalush isa b'mei beitzim levad b'lo tarovis mayim k'dei lasis ben asafik al chiv challah. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't make a dough without any water. Right, because it's such a suffix, whether it's a chiv of challah or not. Don't make a dough without any water. That's the rush. Guess what? That rush is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The rush in the end of Yaradeya Shin Chav Ches. Shin Chav Tes. I'm sorry. Shin Chav Tes Sif Yud. Yesh Li Zayir. Who's he quoting here? The rush. Yesh Li Zayir. Mi Lalush B'mei Peiros She'ena Mishives Mashkim. Ela Imkein Ya'arev Imahem Echad Mishives Mashkim. Put him a little bit of one of the seven liquids. Because it's a real suffix in din. Real suffix in din. Rama, Ayin Arachayim, Biarti Mahim Hashiva Mashkim. V'im Avar V'losh Bilo Shiva Mashkin. And what if you did it? You made a dough just, halacha l'maaseh, you made a dough without any water. Just mei peiros. Lo Yisrof Achala. El Yitin Osol Kohen Katan. Okay, commotion is bar. Says the Shach, Nir Elisha Dafka Ya'ari Peshaz Lisha, Shekodem Chalchi Evchala. You gotta need it. You gotta put the water in when you're needing it. Right at the beginning of, right before the Chiv of Chala kicks in. Aval Acher Shalosh B'mei Peiros B'nischayev B'chala. If it's already made into a dough, it's already baked, it's already dough, then it's too late. Ein La'ar Boshara Mashkin. Then you shouldn't, because now it's already, could be putter, and now any water is just going to make it more confusing. But that is the, what the Shach says, you know, put it liquid in earlier. Again, that's the simon. There's a number of simonim in the Shulchan Aruch about Chala. But that's the siman about when the chiyuv of chala kicks in. Be'ezeh pas chayiv b'chala. We discussed some of these already. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, ein chiyuv chala ela b'lechem l'ficha chasuf ganin. We had those. Rachim asuyim kisvog v'haduv shanim v'iskaritin mitugana bedvash deep fried piturim and achala. Right, we had that already. Isa. Shiblasa, just one of we have this simon open. Afiluk shosa osadas lavashlo chiyosibo. If you want to boil it, you want to make sufganiot. Im daito leafos bimena maat. We have mamish argamara. If you want to take a little bit of that dough and bake it normally, va'afo afilu ein obosomach yirchala kulam eschayves al yado. Remember that was a gzera because you might come to make more. So you gotta be mafresh from the whole thing. Teresa, right? What if you get to put it into the sun, right? What if you're gonna put sprinkle hot water on it? Right? This is all this simon shin chav tes. But at the end of that simon, he quotes our rush in the piskei chala. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Now the last line of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah back on Daf Yud Beis was, what about a woman who is being mafresh chala naked? Right, so the Mishnah said, not that it's a great idea, but the Mishnah just said, on a daf yud beis, on daf tezayin am a beis, a woman could sit down and be mafresh chala naked because she could cover her erva. She could cover her erva. Right, remember we quoted that the Magen Avraham quotes this in Hilchos Tzitzis, proving that some birchas hamitzvah can be said sitting down. Even though the Shulchan Aruch there says in Hilchos Tzitzis, birchas hamitzvah should be said standing up. But he quoted, you see from here, sitting down, and the Magen Avraham was bechalik between the mitzvah and the matir. Right, hafarshas challah is a matir, and therefore the bracha on it has a different significance than the bracha on tzitzis. But the man, but the mishnah said avalo ish. But the man cannot be mafresh challah naked, even sitting down, because that does not cover his erva. Says the Gemara now, ha'isha yoshev zechulu. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shabtai, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, l'chala ulenatilas yadayim. Right, this is a gemara that comes up in the Bavli. I think it also came up in the Yerushalmi. I'm traveling. How far do I have to go for chala? What's chala? I'm tame. But I know that there's a baker in the next town that's tahar, and I could give him my ingredients, and he could bake the chala batara. So how far do I have to go? I'm hungry. I want to make the bread here. How far do I have to go in order to make sure that my challah is tohar, not to cause tuma in the challah? Ula netilas yadayim. How far do I have to go to wash my hands for bread? Right, I'm walking, and I want to have this sandwich. I don't have any water with me. How far do I have to go in order to wash? Or can I say it's too far? Chazal did not make me go so far for Netilas Yadayim. So Adam Mahalik Arba Milin, 4 mil. 4 mil, how long does it take to walk a mil? Maybe 18 minutes, right? Let's say 72 minutes. You got to go 72 minutes in order to have your challah made betara. There's another word where this comes up in the Bavli, litfila. So some have that here. So if you look in the Ritva, in Pesachim Mem Vav, so he discusses these three. For netilas yadayim, for tfila, and for to wash your hands for tfila, right? V'yesha ha'yim afrishon litfila. Or does it mean, how far do you have to go? L'hispalel, you have to go to the bath. You have to go to the bathroom, but then before you daven, you have to wash your hands. All different pshatim, exactly what it means. But at least our Gemara here, our version has these two. Chal and netilas yadayim, you got to walk 4 mil. Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yosef, Rechadina, Hadda, the same Lefanav. Only forward. Forward, you have to walk 4 mil. Avalach, Rabbi Matriuchan Alav. But if it's back, you're already going east. And west, you can go back, you're not Matriach. According to our version, our Girsa, you have to go back 0. Ein Matriuchan Alav. Even if it's a little behind you, you don't go back. That's against the Bavli. The Bavli says you go back 1 mil. You go forward 4 mil, you go back 1 mil. But according to our version, it's 4 and 0. How do you determine the mil? There's an important comment to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha says, in Kuf Samach Gimel, it goes by travel time, not by distance. And therefore, nowadays, you would determine the 72 minutes, you're in a car. So you don't go about how long it would take to walk 72 minutes. How long would it take to drive 72 minutes? Right, and that's how you would determine it. The Mishnah Berurah didn't have cars, but he had trains. Right, he had camels. Right, says the Bir Halacha Umistavra. Right, that's where the halacha is quoted. Im ein mayim mitzuyim lefana berichok yoser meyarba milin ulach rav mil yitav yana b'mapa. Just wash your hands on a napkin va'ochal pas, and then you can eat your bread without washing. Says the Bir Halacha Umistavra dekeshehu noseya bagam laparcha. If you're on the flying camels, discussed in Maseches Makos, ukegon al pest. Which is translated as a wagon, Eglas Hadoar, the mail wagon. V'chayotze bazeh, ein choshvin lefi orach haderach, el lefi cheshman azman, shel hiluch dal aminim, la'adam beinoni, shushir ayin beiz minutin. Right, 72 minutes. V'al kol zeh dafka kshu ra'ev harbe. And this is all when he's really hungry. If he could wait even more than that, better to wait even more. Don't eat without washing. But that's the Mr. Burr's comment about that. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Shomrei ganosu pardisin mayat avilon. What about guards? Which basically the question is, what if you're not traveling? You're not traveling, you're at home, right? And you don't have any water. There's a water, hafsakat mayim, right? So how far do you have to go to get water? To get water. If you're traveling, you go 4 forward and maybe 0 back, or 1 back according to the Bavli. What if you're not traveling? You're a guard. Is that considered like in front of you, or is that considered behind you? So that's a raya from our Mishnah. That's why, what's this doing here? Right? Because our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? A woman's in her house being mafresh chala naked. Right? Ha'isha yoshev ezekot zechala saruma. Right? You would think that she has clothing upstairs. Right? She has clothing upstairs. So why don't we tell her, what are you being mafresh chala naked for? Just put on some clothes. Right, and then it will sound, isn't that more, it's a more lechatchila way of being mafresh challah. Even if you could cover the erva, it's still not kavadik to make a bracha like this. So, v'hada isha lo b'toch beisa yosheves, isn't she sitting in her house? V'temar e'matriach adola, and what impression do you get? She doesn't have to be matriach. Meaning, right, if you're sitting somewhere, it must be anywhere is considered backwards. And therefore, you don't have to be matriach. V'hach ein matriach anolav. So, so to here, we would say, no, if you're just sitting somewhere, it's considered going backwards. And therefore, if it's not on your way, right? So then you don't have to go. Period. Again, we spoke a little bit on the Mishnah about how a man has different halachas, and also. It comes up a little bit later, so let's wait a second. Tani hamayim shelifnei hamazon rishus v'shelachar hamazon chova. Similar line in the Bavli. Netilas yadayim before the meal is a rishus, meaning it's not as serious as water after the meal, which is a chova. What's that? Mayim achronim. Mayim achronim chova, the Gemara says, right, either because of v'his kadishtem v'isem kadoshim, and I've smacked on the pasuk, you should sanctify yourselves and have yourself hands clean before you bench, or, as we know, melach stomis, because of the salt that is dangerous for the eyes. Big discussion in the poskim, Tosfos, the other Rishonim, whether mayim achronim is l'maisa b'zman hazeh, lines impression even in this in the Shulchan Aruch. Not for now. Ella Shabari showed him no to the mafsik, ubishnim, no to the no mafsik. But for the mayim rishonim, you're mafsik, and not for mayim achronim. What does that mean? Mao mafsik. What does it mean? Stop mafsik. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha amar no to the shona. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says it means you wash twice. Mafsik, you once to take the tumah off the hands, and twice, a second time, to get the tummy water off. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Rav Yitzchak Boi. So, one second. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yitzchak commented, no to the shona vatamet rishus. You're telling me the netilas yadayim before the meal is so important that you have to do it twice on each hand. You call that rishus? Why would it sounds very important that you have to do it rishus? And also in the boy meimar bas meal and vatam rishus, you have to go 4 mil looking for water. You're calling that rishus? So that's why Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha does not like the formulation of netilas yadayim rishus. He thinks it's a more serious of a chiyuv. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Iti. Ali Rishonim Nechal Basar Chazir. For somebody skipping Mayim Rishonim, pig was eaten. Right. This is a story that's brought elsewhere because there was somebody who used to serve non-kosher to goyim and kosher to Jews because it was a time period when there was a danger. So somebody came in and didn't wash his hands. He thought he was a goy and therefore he gave him pig. If he would have washed his hands, he would have known that he was a Jew. So that's what caused the person to eat pig. And for skipping Mayim Achronim, a woman got thrown out of her house. So maybe even was killed. Remember that story that's in Yuma Pe Gimel? That's the story of three of the great Tanoim stayed over in a house for Shabbos. And two of them gave their wallets to the innkeeper, and Rav Meir, I think it was, kept his wallet. And after Shabbos, they came back to get their wallet. Oh, Lohayid Rav Meir Olam, I know what you're talking about. And the guy was a cheat, right? And so he left, and then they went over to the wife and said, you know what? Your husband said to give us the wallets. And the riot that he's telling the truth is that he had lentils on his mustache. Right? So she's like, oh, I guess they know what we ate. So really, if he would have done Mayim Achronim, and also that includes washing his mouth, so that wouldn't have caused the husband to get incensed, which eventually he either threw his wife out of the house or even killed his wife and killed his son, who was defending his wife. This whole story that's quoted in Yuma on Daf Pei Gimel. Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll continue by the two Das of Hashem next time.